Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the catch up and all that. You know how it goes. The same thing I say every day. Thanks for downloading. Blah, blah, blah. I'm in a bit of a hurry today to get out of here because it's technically a public holiday in Victoria where I'm broadcasting. And yeah, I'm still here doing the show. What's going on with that? All right, I'll admit I asked to work today. Yes, it means I get a day off in 2 weeks so I can go back to Perth for my boyfriend's 30th. Okay, I admit it. But I'm still jealous of Josiah. He's been sleeping in the whole morning. Haven't heard a peep out of him. I am anxious to get out of here, though, because I've got to go to the Benalla Gold Cup today. I've got my fake tan on. I've got my nails done. I'm good to go. But lucky for you, you've got the next half hour of just pure Ellie Cheney gold. I speak to Nath Curry. It's his last ever time chatting to us ahead of the AFL Grand Final, which is happening tomorrow. Lexi Junawick from Channel 9 joins me too. And Ella Hooper, she's huge. She's from Killing Heidi. She's also a local Violet Town girl. She's going to stop by for a chat. She's going to be on the all-new Monty, which is happening this weekend. Right, have I said enough to warrant an adequate podcast intro? Can I go have my first champers of the morning? Can I get into my long weekend? All right, good. Enjoy.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
I want to tell you about a new fad that's emerged. Now, you know, with people's weddings and formals and, you know, any particular event at the moment, you often run with a theme these days and you often do kind of funky things to jazz up your day. Like I used to go to this Melbourne Cup Day party every year that had an actual pony in the reception of my old workplace. Like that's how much people are getting into themes these days. It's crazy. So if you've got a wedding coming up or a formal, then listen up. This could be an option for you to just jazz things up a little bit. You know what I mean? It's a company called Big Ditch Dams. If you're a farmer, maybe you know it. They construct dams around the place and monitor them and tend to them. I don't know. I don't know much about dam ownership, but these guys will do it all. Include teaming your dam to match your theme. So they will dye your dam a certain colour. So say you've got bridesmaids dresses that are all navy blue. They'll dye your dam navy blue. Say your formal dress is pink. They can dye your dam pink. So you can have pre's or before's or whatever the kids are calling it these days for your formal at your farm with a pink dam. I mean, would you be the coolest parents ever? Or for your wedding? Imagine that. Just having like a nice green dam. I mean, dams go green naturally sometimes, don't they? It's probably not ideal. But you know what I mean. So this company will come to your farm and match it to whatever you need. Apparently it's all completely organic. It's non-toxic. Nothing in the dam's going to die. It's kind of like food colouring, but a natural form of food colouring. So I am keen. And it lasts 30 days, so you can have multiple events, multiple parties. I mean, Big Ditch Dams, come at me. They've got a gum tree out at the moment, so check them out if you want to. And, oh, God, I'm about to do a joke that refers to a pop culture reference from like 4 years ago. So sorry if you don't get it. But if your kid's name is Daniel, then like when you have the photos of him before the formal, then you can say,
"Damn, Daniel."
Did it work? I mean, if you've seen the movie, I mean the video, then that'll work. You'll get that joke. Otherwise, so sorry to inflict it on you this Friday morning.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, this Sunday night, 7 p.m. on Prime 7, make sure you're glued to your TV because an event is coming that I personally can't wait for. The all-new Monty Ladies Night. It's the ladies' version of the men's one that happened a couple of months ago. And Violet Town's own Ella Hooper is going to be on this episode. She joins me now. Morning, Ella.
Good morning. Oh, my goodness. It's getting very real.
Oh, it sure is. How are you feeling ahead of it? In fact, what were your first thoughts when they approached you to do this?
Well, my first thoughts were, oh, my God, I couldn't, I wouldn't, I simply mustn't. But then I also had, at the very exact same time, the thought of like, whoa, this is weird. This is actually quite trippy, creepy, cosmic timing because my beautiful mum had pretty much just been diagnosed with breast cancer. And that's exactly what the show is about. It's about raising awareness and you know, shining a light on and supporting and celebrating women who have been through that journey. So I also knew that I kind of couldn't say no.
Yeah, exactly.
And that I was just going to have to man up.
Oh, it is for such a good cause, but it is a big ask. Were you nervous about it? Did you kind of, part of you not want to do it, but you felt not obliged to, but like it was kind of your calling? What was the thought?
Yeah, it was a calling. I know that sounds a bit funny, but I was like, no, this is something I have to do. And, you know, I did have a lot of fun doing it too. It's not all doom and gloom. It is one of those, genuinely, you will laugh, you will cry. Like, I watched the other series and I'm a tough cookie, and I was like, you know, I was snort, chuckling, laughing, you know, snot coming out. But then there's some really emotional things that are shared and some tough things that are gone through. But it's a really wonderful 2 hours of TV because it leaves you feeling motivated to take care of yourself and others. And yeah, you know, it's just sharing that experience a bit more broadly.
Yeah, for sure. And you're joined by a massive cast as well. You've got Rachel Finch, Lynn McGranger, Lisa Curry, Georgie Parker. Do you feel like you are the closest you'll ever be with these ladies now after what you've gone through?
Yes, we bonded. We definitely bonded, you know. Yeah, yeah. I mean, walking into the room, some of us didn't really even know who each other were, because I don't really keep up with, you know, anything really tabloids. I live in a bit of a rock and roll bubble, but, you know, I knew Casey Donovan because we sort of have met before and through music and through performing. And I got to know some of the other women, like, you know, Lisa, for example, is such a mother hen. You know, she was taking care of everybody. She was going through some full-on stuff of her own whilst we were filming, and was just such a real person. And you know, Nadia too, Nadia Bartel, we were just like, I just think we were like, oh, hi. We couldn't come from more different backgrounds, but we really had an amazing time getting to know each other and supporting each other.
Yeah, I can imagine. And I suppose any awkwardness you did have, you just take your clothes off and all the awkwardness is gone, right?
It's a bit of a leveler. You know, if anyone's feeling precious or feeling like weird, it's like, hey, we're all in the same boat here and no judgment. And I wish that's how all women could feel all the time, is that there's no judgment. And even if there is, well, that's that person's problem. You've got to be you, loud and proud.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like what they all say when you're nervous about something, just imagine the crowd nude. You kind of took that on.
Well, we reversed that.
Exactly.
And you know what? It did work. I mean, by the end of it, by the actual performance at the Enmore Theatre, you know, with all the lights and the cannons and the big reveal, I don't know that any of us were actually that nervous. We were more just excited to probably get it done, you know, get it over with. But we had a lot of people that we loved in the crowd. Like, my mum came down from Violet Town, flew all the way to Sydney and watched the performance, which was pretty emotional. So it was very special.
That is so nice. Let's talk about Violet Town for a second, because, of course, you are born and bred Goulburn Valley. Do you get back there much?
I do. I go back all the time. So anyone who lives around the area would know that I'm pretty regular. I'm very much in touch with the town, and I love it there, and I've got so many friends there and in all the areas surrounding, you know, the other few little towns around and up in the hills. Yeah. I love it. I'm like ready to go back. I've just got to work out how I can do all my work from there.
Of course. Yeah. I tell you what, the Violet Town markets, I'm putting it out there, best markets in
Victoria. It's the best. And it's about to come into good market season, good market weather, so I'll be there.
Great. All right. Well, thanks so much for coming on the show this morning. Good luck with it all on Sunday night. We can't wait to see you. And we're proud. The Goulburn Valley's behind you. We're proud of you, Ella Hooper.
Thank you so much. Well, I hope I do you proud with my flashing my boots.
I'm sure you will. No one will have ever done us prouder.
I've done worse.
Oh, make sure you check it out. The all-new Monty Ladies Night. It is happening on Prime 7 this Sunday, 7 p.m. Ella Hooper, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Now, before we start, just remember, these two get paid to be on the radio. It's Josiah and Ellie's Screw Up Friday.
Yeah, we do get paid, but we don't get paid very much, which I feel like that gives us a reason to screw up every now and again. That and the fact that we're just not very good at our jobs. Let's face it. So each week we like to highlight the best of the worst moments from the week that's been a blooper reel, if you will. And this week it's really just a lot of stumbles. Turns out getting a sentence out is really difficult. So let's get into it. This week, Screw Up Fridays. Cloudy day around the Goulburn Valley today. Top of 20 in Shep, 21 in Echuca, 19 in Benalla. I reckon I'm looking at yesterday's. No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm good. 19 in Benalla and Seymour. And she's noticed that the entire car was covered from head to toe in bees.
Like a nest type vibe?
A hive? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, a hive. That's the one. Well, Nate, I will. I'm leaning towards now because I don't want to lose you as a mate. I'm leaning towards coming, but we'll see. All right.
My anaconda dump. Oh, God. Anaconda no, you're going to... You've got to come in too early, bro.
She's trying to be the next politician. I wonder if she'll race Donald Trump in the next presidential... When is it? We're in 2019. Next year, 2020.
Everything else that's trending, I should say, in entertainment.
Lily Tin. SBS's very own. Oh, didn't she get fired from SBS?
Lily Tin.
We do a segment every Tuesday morning. It's called Pete Monday Tuesdays. And I say it's the worst day of the week, right?
You mean Pete Murray Tuesdays?
Pete, who did I say?
You said Pete Monday Tuesdays.
Oh, man.
And that's really not a lot
Sorry,
of sense.
Sorry, boys. Pete Murray Tuesdays.
We go. Another episode in the bank. I think we're up to episode 28 or something of Screw Up Fridays now. It's kind of embarrassing, really. But if you do miss any of them, they do all go on our catch up, hit.com.au. You can head there for it or just search Josiah and Ellie in your podcast app. It's free. It'll keep you company over the long weekend, particularly if you've got a long drive somewhere. So make sure you get around there.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
It's a public holiday for a good reason because tomorrow is the biggest day. The AFL Grand Final. It's like Christmas for a lot of people, particularly a lot of Tigers fans and, you know, a couple less GWS fans. I feel like Tigers have got it in spades when it comes to fan numbers. But tomorrow is a history-making game for one team, and that is, of course, the Richmond Tigers. So they've announced a selection shock, something that's not happened in 67 years. We knew earlier this week that Jack Graham wasn't going to be able to play in the grand final because of a shoulder dislocation. So they needed to replace him, right? And they've decided to replace him with a debutante. Marlon Pickett's his name. He's 27 years old. He's a father of four. And he was only drafted to Richmond in May of this year. How's this for a story? It's incredible. So he was overlooked in last year's AFL draft, started playing early this year with a waffle team over in WA and broke his finger. So he missed the first five games of the waffle. Then he returned to playing only days before the mid-season draft. He broke his finger again and needed surgery. But Richmond still picked him up in the mid-season draft. He made his VFL debut in August. Then in September, he was named as an emergency. Never thought he'd get a Guernsey for Richmond. But then last week, he played in the VFL Grand Final and he got best on ground. So Richmond have thought, you know what, we're going to give this guy a crack. And they've named him in the starting team for tomorrow's Grand Final. Unbelievable. I mean, the pressure that's going to be on this young guy, I'm equally excited for him but also terrified for him. What if he loses in the grand final? But on the other hand, what if he kicks the winning goal? I mean, wouldn't that be a story to tell the four kids? Huge news. But I want to hear similar stories this morning. 13, 12, 16. Have you been thrown in the deep end? Because I could not think of being thrown in a deeper end than playing your first AFL game in a grand final. Like, I think of the crowd. Think of the pressure. Think of the build-up. He's going to be at the AFL grand final parade today being like, what am I doing? I don't know these people. It's crazy. My brother started a job at KFC when he was like 15, 16. Within 6 months, he was the head chef of KFC. He had no idea how to cook chicken. Give us a call if you've got a story too. Let's go to Jess from Echuca. Jess, have you been thrown in the deep end?
Yeah, once at work, actually. My boss was meant to make a presentation and she completely lost her voice. So I had to do her presentation. And it was awesome because I was on probation at the time. And yeah, definitely got secured for my job after that.
Oh, well, that's good. You're obviously not someone who's afraid of public speaking because a lot of people would soil their pants if that opportunity was presented to them at the last minute.
Oh, yeah, I am pretty worried, but she did everything prepared, so it kind of made it look like it was mine.
Oh, good. So you can just take credit for all her hard work.
Yeah, pretty much.
Could have gone the other way, you realise. You could have, you know, really bombed it and then never set foot in that company again.
Oh, 100%.
Well, I'm glad you didn't. Thanks for the call this morning, Jess.
Thank you.
All right, let's move on to Katie from Shep. Katie, have you been thrown in the deep end, my friend?
Yep, I got hired for a job that I had zero qualifications for. I was hired as the team's Excel expert. Never used Excel in my life.
As in Microsoft Excel?
Yeah, man, it's a hard one as well, yeah?
Oh, that freaks me out. I know people who know how to, like, put it in the column so it adds up to something and then, like, there's equations and stuff. I'm in over my head with it too.
Oh, mate, it was a struggle. So then they gave me the job and then I started. And they're like, yo, can we get this spreadsheet set up? I'm like, yeah, no dramas. And there was many dramas, Ali. I sat down in front of a YouTube tutorial for the next 6 hours and banged out the best spreadsheet you've ever damn seen in your life.
So it all went well? You managed to get through it?
Yeah, and I'm now an Excel expert. I certainly wasn't for the first 2 weeks of that job.
In that case, can you do my taxes? I've got a few stats I could flick through to you.
I mean, I'll give it a crack. It won't be legit,
You know what? They say being thrown in the deep end is the best way to learn. So maybe we should all be doing it. We'll all be Excel experts by the end of the day.
Maybe I should do your tax.
Yes.
I'll go to the deep end with that, and then I'll get better at that as well, eh?
Exactly. Get me a huge return, please. That'd be great.
All right, I'm on it, Ali.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for your call this morning, Katie.
Thank you.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Let's talk about the GV with Channel 9's Lexi. Let's talk about the GV with Channel 9's Lexi. Let's talk it out, Lexi.
Lexi Junowick from Channel 9 News. Good morning.
Good morning, superstar. And I know that the radio listeners can't see it now, but you're looking like an island princess.
Oh,
she's
it.
Ready for the races. So if you're lucky to be on that bus today, get ready to... happened with a glamazon.
I did get a spray tan yesterday, so I'm feeling very bronze and I love it. Don't you just feel so good about yourself when you've got a tan?
Luscious. Oh. I feel like a winter demon right now.
We should put a selfie, put it up on the HitGB account.
Yeah, you won't be able to see me. I'll blend into the clouds.
Now tell us, you are the local reporter on the ground. You see everything that happens in the Goulburn Valley. What has stood out to you this week?
Well, I've got to say, I went down to Gillaston yesterday. Mm-hmm. Now, as we know, there are plans for a $30 million sheep abattoir.
Yeah.
And residents aren't that happy about it, to say the least. So I went down there yesterday, had a chat with them. They've got so many concerns, whether it be health, odour from the plant, the sheep, the traffic. They say the roads aren't equipped to kind of handle all that traffic that's going to be coming through as a result of the plant. So, yeah, it was really good kind of getting on, hands-on or, you know, face-to-face with these guys because, I think their concerns are warranted and they're working really closely with the EPA, the Environment Protection Authority, and also the council because the plans haven't been approved yet. That's going to happen in mid-October. But in that time, the residents have kind of banded together to kind of submit their comments on it, and it's really sad seeing, you know, how much it's taking out of them in terms of getting their point across. They said the process has been quite strenuous and having to go through all the research and like 40 page reports. So, I mean, you've got to give it to them. They're putting up a really good fight. So, they said, ideally the plant won't happen, but if it does, they just want it in a location that's not like, a half a kilometre away from them.
Yeah, exactly, because it's not something you sign up for. You buy your dream house and then to have something like that, like literally I could not think of anything worse to be built next to my house than an abattoir.
Exactly right. Well, one of the beautiful young couple, Cassandra Rowe and Kevin.
The monkey doctor
who I found out. We had a connection.
Yeah.
I was so silly. I didn't ask her what she did until like the very last minute. She was like, yeah, I'm a zoologist. And I'm like, oh, that's sick. What kind of animals? And she was like, monkeys.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. So, I mean, that's another story in itself,
yeah, exactly,
I guess.
Exactly.
But they were saying they, packed up and did their, tree change and bought this beautiful property in Gillaston without any idea what was, around the corner. And they said it's devastating for them. They're kind of their dreams, have been a bit, dashed to say the least, because their property, what they've done to it, they've turned it from a beautiful farmhouse, done all these renos on it, and now they're just worried that, if they do, end up having to move as a result of this, what's their house value going to be?
Yeah.
What's going to be the impacts of that? So,
all right, well, keep us across that one as it unfolds, Lexi.
Definitely.
And you're out and about today covering the merch stuff.
I think I'm going to be heading down to merch, so if you see a lady looking pale...
Come talk to her. She's
come
great.
Come talk to her. Hunting Media. Rights down merch.
I'll be thinking of you while I'm having a glass of champers at the races.
Let's have one for me or five.
Make sure you catch Lexi. She will be on Channel 9 News, Port and North East tonight from 6. Thanks, Lex.
Thanks, girl.
This is The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
It is, of course, the biggest weekend in the AFL this weekend. Two massive teams. just got GWS's at the moment. I don't have Richmond's theme song in here. Going head-to-head in the AFL Grand Finals. So joining us for the last time ever, Nath Curry. Morning, buddy.
Oh, Al, I'm glad you've only got the Giants theme song. I'm a little bit addicted on that.
How good is it? I know. I was running it into the system this morning and I was literally like dancing to it at 5 o'clock this morning. It was great.
I've been just scrolling Twitter the last 24 hours. Everyone's putting up, whether it's like Family Guy or Simpsons memes to the big sound. It's so good.
It is great. I know. I love it. Mind you, Richmond have got one of the best songs in the AFL too. So, you know, either way, I feel like we're all going to be dancing by the end of the game tomorrow.
It's going to be pretty funny, whatever happens. Yeah.
All right. Thoughts. Hit me with it. Who do you reckon's going to win? What have we got to look out for? Give me it all.
All right. I think what we're going to look out for is, I think, from Richmond's point of view, Marlon Pickett. Oh. He's the first player in 67 years, I think, to make his debut in a grand final.
Huge news. I'm going to be talking about this a little bit later in the show.
He was in a decade ago, and he's now playing in a grand final, turned his life around. Amazing story.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to see what he does.
He only got drafted halfway through the season, hey?
Yeah, because this is the first year they've had a mid-season draft, and a few people said, what's the point of this? But, for Marlon Pickett, it's done wonders.
Yeah, I know. How much pressure would he be feeling?
Oh, I think he's a bit of a big-game player. He was best on ground in the VFL last week, which is why he's got the call-up. And, I think he's made for the big stage. So, yeah, I think that's going to be really interesting. I think Giants' point of view, public enemy number one, Toby Green, he's back in. I think that's just going to be great. I think he likes a big occasion too. He's been in the media pretty much all month and just riling everybody up. I think we're going to see the best of Toby. I think he'll turn it on as well.
So. And he'll be fresh as well after his week on the sidelines last week as well.
Yeah, I'm not sure how fresh his teammate Lachie Whitfield's going to be because he just had his appendix out last week and that's why he didn't play. But I saw him running around shirtless at training. He had a nice bit of tape on his chest, where the old appendix came out. So if I was a Richmond player, I'd be thinking about maybe just, I don't know, would you give him a little bump?
One.
Yeah.
Not a bad option. And, hey, can you send me that picture of the shirtless pic? If you know, if you've got time, just send it through. You've got my number. So what's your ultimate prediction? Who do you think is going to get the chockies, as they say, tomorrow?
Well, I think the Tigers will get the chockies. I still think they're the best team, as I called months ago.
You did, actually. Yep, I was still rooting for my West Coast Eagles, thinking they'd get there. But no, you've been saying Tigers from day one. And unfortunately, stupid Josiah's been saying the Giants from day one, so I look really bad.
Nah, Josiah's has jumped on the bandwagon massively. He's crossed to the big, big sound. On the west
big
side
big
of town.
What, this big, big sound? I mean, it's catchy. You can't deny it.
It's great. No, I think the Tigers will win, and I reckon Deion Prestia for Norm Smith.
All right, write down those predictions, Goulburn Valley, because Nath Curry, he's not often wrong, which is why it's so sad that you've decided that you don't want to talk to us
Goodbye,
anymore.
My lover.
Oh,
this
no.
is our last.
You pulled out James Blunt.
Yes,
you know.
Of course I pulled out James
you
Blunt.
You can't pull out James Blunt, Tommy.
We got a message from Nath Curry a couple of weeks ago saying, hey, guys, just so you know, grand final cross, it's going to be my last one. I've got too much on my plate. Too busy. Getting too famous for you.
As I remember, at the end of last football season, I think you guys pulled the pin on me.
True, but what about the 2020 season, Nath? Who are we going to talk to? Can you tee us up with someone?
We'll discuss. We'll see what we can do. But, hey, it's been awesome fun.
It has
and
been
I'm,
awesome.
I'm a little bit peed off that Josiah's not here as well. But he's not an OG member anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
It's been you and me from the start. So true.
Well, people can still watch you on Channel 9 News, Border North East at 6 o'clock every night, I guess.
Please tune in. Don't dog me like I'm dogging Ali.
Yeah,
I
know.
That's the main thing here, people.
I kind of want to get people to boycott your news, but I guess I'll do it for Joe Hall. I'll still tell people to watch for Joe.
Right, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Nath Curry, enjoy the grand final. I guess we'll speak to you again in like 20,000 years, if that.
Who knows what the future could hold.
get up with Josiah and Ellie. Miss something or want to hear it again?
Get the catch up at hits.com.au.
Or download the Hit app.
Oh, my God. Have you seen this?
Shut up.
is Josiah and Ellie's Headline of the Week.
The news cycle, it's a weird and wonderful thing. Sometimes it's weirder than it is wonderful, and that's what I like to bring to you at this point every week. The weird news that's made headlines, and we will determine this week's Headline of the Week. So let's get into it. I did just say there was one. I slept with 18 men in one night. Didn't want to click on that. Didn't know where it would take me. Very interesting story, though. Headline number two. I love this one. Woman bites camel's balls in self-defense. Pretty self-explanatory, that one. Turns out the camel sat on her face accidentally, and in order to free herself, she had to bite down on the genitalia of the camel. Look, it's not the tastiest treat you've ever had. Can I go there? No, I'm just going to move right along. Headline of the Week often gets me into a lot of trouble. Hey, big news this week that abortion was legalised in New South Wales. That was huge. It's been something that's been debated for quite some time. This story, though, even huger. It's out of South Korea and to do with the same topic. Doctor performs abortion on wrong woman. Not a mistake you want to make, doc. Maybe a couple more years in medical school for you. And finally, some more big news about law changes this week. The ACT, of course, legalised personal cannabis use a couple of days ago, which is massive. Pedestrian TV have covered the story, and I feel like you need a bit of context to get this joke fully. There's a massive lake in Canberra, if you don't know, called Lake Burley Griffin, right? Well, Pedestrian TV's headline is, "The ACT just legalised personal weed use, and we are Lake Burley spliffing." I mean, well done. Well done, Pedestrian TV. There it is, your headlines of the week. As always, if you see any great headlines or just weird stuff throughout the week, send it through to us. Hit GV on Instagram. Hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie. Miss something or want to hear it again?
Get the catch up at hits.com.au or download the Hit app.